Chafetz Chaim, Yoimi, Day 87. And we're in the middle of the halachas of Rechilos. And now we're going to be talking about what happens if somebody doesn't want to say Rechilos, he doesn't want to say it straight out. He just wants the person to, he reminds him of the story. He doesn't even remind him of the story by telling him the story. He reminds him of the story by telling him, let's say, certain details. He's saying it somewhat innocently. I'll give you an example. A man, two people had an argument. A fight about a car. The car was a little bit unique. It was blue on the outside, but brown on the inside, right? For example, a very, very unique type of thing. So there, now this person wants Shimon to remember this argument that he had, or this fight that he had with Levi, this problem that he had with Levi. He wants to dig up those old wounds and make them live again for whatever reason. He wants to stoke the argument, the fight again. So he goes over to Shimon and he says, listen, you know, I wonder if any of the car companies will ever reinvent that color scheme again, the blue on the outside and brown on the inside, right? Now he'll remember his blue and brown car, and he'll suddenly remember that issue that he had with Levi, and he'll start the process of hating Levi again. So the Chafetz Chaim says, even that is usser, and the isser is an isser of rechilus. V'chein usser, and it's also usser l'saper rechilus derech hamos, to say rechilus in a devious way. V'hu, let's give the example of what that means. Sha'al yedei echad nisbav mikvar ra oignus l'chaveri. Let's say something happened already a while ago that through someone else, A bad thing happened to him, right? So that's what I just said. A story happened between Shimon and Levi, that where they had a fight. And they had a fight because of this. So now Reuven wants to go ahead and stir up that old fight that they had between this. But he wants that Shimon shouldn't realize that Reuven is sort of stirring up the old argument. So what does he do? He goes ahead and he does with his devious lips. In other words, he uses his mouth in a devious way. He says things deviously. Umaskir esainyan haroa ayagnus. He goes ahead and he reminds him about this bad thing or embarrassing thing or whatever was over there. Shohar lo lezeh ba'atzmai, that he. That already happened to him before. It's not something that he's bringing up that's happening now. It's something that's a long time ago. It's an old argument. It's an old fight. It's like as if he's talking, in an innocent way. He's saying, I wonder if... And therefore, he doesn't even know that there was a fight between Shimon and Levi. Through this topic, Reuven is talking to Shimon about this topic. Then Zoicher Hanidin, the Shimon remembers Ba'atzmai by himself, Shaplani also that Levi did something to him, and therefore there was a fight. Anything like this, you're stirring up an old argument, it's an Isser Gomer, and it's the Isser of Rechilus. And you should know also, Dein Chiluk be Isser Rechilus bein im hu mesape beferish, the mash echad asalai, adibar olav, u bein ayidei mechtav. You shouldn't think that, oh, you know what, I'm not going to tell him that this happened, I'm going to write him a letter. That's not Rechilus. That is Rechilus. You're telling him through by writing it to him. So even if whether you tell it to him by telling it to him with your mouth or by telling it to him by writing it, it doesn't make a difference. That's all Rechilus. And not only that, but if somebody puts down a person, it's the same also as putting down, let's say, his business or his merchandise. V'achasi, and it's the same thing. Im hu mesaper lo sheplani gino oisa ba'atzmai, if the person put him down or made fun of him or embarrassed him himself, if somebody put down his merchandise or his business, Same thing that we said by Lashon Hara, also putting down a person's business is the same as putting down himself. Since through this he is making Shimon hate Levi, if he says that Shimon said something bad about your, Levi said something bad about your merchandise. Yasha Koech, and have a great day.